This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Have you ever realized how many third culture kids there are in the Bible? Many of them become great leaders of the people of God. There are those that we don't hear much about as well. In this series of programs, I'd like to talk about some of the most well-known third culture kids of the Bible and some of the things they faced and what we can learn from them. Last week, we talked about a man who thought he belonged to one culture and then found out that he belonged to the people that were slaves. His name was Moses. Moses found out that he wasn't accepted by either of the cultures, and in the end, he just ran away. Years later, while Moses was minding his own business, tending the sheep, God called him to be a mediator between one of the most powerful men in the world, Pharaoh, and a whole nation of slaves, the Israelites. What did Moses have that others didn't have? Why on earth did God choose him? If we look at it closely, we find out that Moses had the knowledge of how both cultures worked. He knew what to say when and who to. We can assume that he was an educated man as he grew up in the court of Pharaoh. He therefore also knew the etiquette of the court and the right language. Being brought up in the family of the Pharaohs, he would have also been trained in leadership. All these skills and things he had learnt while growing up were ultimately of long-term benefit to his job for God. And that's why God called him. All the experiences that Moses had been through would have helped him to become someone who was emotionally and mentally mature, generally. Though we do see Moses losing his temper several times while he was leading the Israelites through the desert. We as third culture kids have skills and languages that can be used for all kinds of jobs. We need to think about harnessing our skills and not just taking them for granted. I used to go to an international school where it was the norm that most people spoke at least two languages or even more. Therefore, it never seemed anything special to be multilingual, as everyone seemed to be able to do it. However, when I got back to my passport culture, I then realised that actually this was a valuable skill and could be used in a variety of different jobs and situations. God has given us gifts that are to be used. A challenge to you is to see if you can use yours. What skills do you have from living abroad? Can you think of a situation or a job where some of these skills might be useful? The other thing to note is that Moses got sent to the people that he least expected to go to and also least wanted to go to. Sometimes as TCKs, our passport culture is the very last place we want to go to, and we would love to kick and scream and shout, "No, I don't want to!" Funnily enough, Moses kicked up just as much fuss with God. He tried to think of every excuse he could, just so he didn't have to go to Pharaoh and the Israelites. Here are some of his excuses. "Who am I to appear before the Pharaoh? Who am I to lead the people of Israel out of Egypt? How can I speak? What if they don't believe or listen to me?" This was exactly how I felt when I was asked to head up the Third Culture Kid work in the UK. My first reaction was, "Surely you don't mean me, God. I'm too young. What if they don't listen to me?" Over the years, I've realised that the fact that I speak multiple languages, have been a TCK myself, I like communicating with others, and I know the missions world well, and love travelling, are all skills that have enabled me to do my job well. Working with third culture kids was not something I ever dreamed of doing, but it has become apparent that I was in the right place, at the right time, with the right skills. We can't ignore the fact that as third culture kids we have grown up in other cultures. Some friends of mine have tried to do this, have tried to ignore the fact that they grew up somewhere else, and have ended up denying a part of themselves. Learning to live with all our cultures and learning how to use them in the situations that we find ourselves in takes time and practice, and even creativity. But as with Moses, we can make a big difference. How can you use the skills that you have in the situation that you find yourself in? Have your experiences prepared you for something that you never dreamed of?
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.